What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And then he was asked, who is that person on the offensive side of the ball? Who is the person that is the Azeez Alshire on the offensive side of the ball, the guy that could talk to the group and say anything? Who is that person? Here was his response to that.
It's a whole team, Cam. It's a whole team. I said the one guy that really stands out, and that is Azeez, just for our entire team. I think from a standpoint, we have a lot of young guys, and Azeez is a guy who's seen it in a lot of in different teams. He's been on different multiple teams. He knows how I operate. He knows what, you know, I expect more so than anyone on the team. So he's the guy that I think that our entire team can lean on.
All right, so he decided that he went with
nobody.
With everybody, I think. Everybody, he said.
And when you go everybody, sometimes you go nobody.
Okay, you're going with the two quarterbacks. Huh?
God, that's just, damn,
you got two quarters, you got none. All right, and then he actually responded to the lollygagging comments and the practice issues that CJ spoke about on Sunday after the game.
Yeah, it's never an entire group. That's the one thing about it. So there are individuals that have their moments throughout the week, and the lollygagging, it's a term everybody want to use now. It's for me, it's just our tempo, right, in and out of the huddle, right? We got to get in and out of the huddle quicker so we can get to the line of scrimmage so we can operate and make sure we got checks and things we have to make at the line of scrimmage. Well, to make those checks in the proper manner, right, we got to get out with some urgency. So the urgency piece from everybody has to pick up from the offensive side of the ball, right? The urgency picks up, and we'll be able to operate cleaner when it comes to pre-snap and post-snap.
So the offensive side of the ball. And finally, the follow-up was, hey, who is that person that picks up that urgency? This is the second time it feels like he was pressed on who is the leadership person on that side of the ball. Here's his response.
So who are you looking at to say, like,
you're
to
looking
pick
at
that
him.
Speed
you're
up?
Looking at him. I handle all, everything comes back to me. It's not about me, oh, I need to talk to a player about doing this or that. We'll get it fixed. It's on me.
All right. Said it's on him. No player. He doesn't look to go to any player. It's on him, Clint. When you listen to that overall, because you came at it yesterday and you said, that's what I've been waiting to hear from C.J. Stroud. That's what I've been waiting to hear. And I said to you, I really am intrigued to hear the response from D'Amico today and how he, because I knew that was going to come up. Shout out to Will Kunkel and the rest of the crew who kind of got him into that answer. Are you surprised by his response to all of that when it comes to offensive guys on the side of the ball? That, to me, that screams leadership and the comments of lollygag.
Look, there are several things here. One, I hate to pat myself on the back, but we've talked about leadership on this show and the lack thereof on the offensive side of the football for the Texans. We've talked about it tenfold more than anybody I've heard in any media outlet. So I hate to say I told you so, but it is not a surprise that the head coach can't, when asked about leadership, when pressed about leadership on the offensive side of the football, twice ends up landing on himself. Like he's the guy, right? Yeah, number one. No, I'm not surprised that the answer was a struggle to find, and he ended up landing on himself when he was asked about offensive leadership. Doesn't surprise me one bit. I've talked about C.J. Stroud and whether he does or doesn't have it, does he have it or does he not? I don't know. We need to take that next step. Nico Collins is a quiet guy that just works hard. He's not going to be the guy. Joe Mixon's nowhere to be found. Your whole offensive line is revamped and has no identity at this point in time. So, yeah, it doesn't surprise me. Number two, why didn't the head coach who has been monitoring the offense every single practice we've been at, has been hovering over the offense and watching the offense, why are we talking about sense of urgency in and out of the huddle after 1 week? Why is your quarterback going to the podium and talking about lollygagging and maybe having a false sense of confidence and not having it working up to a standard and not having the grit to fight through negative plays and things like that? And your head coach, who has watched every single snap damn near, is talking about sense of urgency in and out of the huddle. That seems like a very fundamental offensive football thing. We talk about that in peewee football. There's high school football all over the state of Texas. I know it's great football here in Texas, but there is high school football all over the state of Texas right now that they're preaching, hey, man, get your ass in and out of the huddle. Let's go. Get to the line of scrimmage. Don't jog to the line of scrimmage. Get to the line of scrimmage. Run, sprint, get in your snap. Get where you're supposed to be. Get lined up, right? Like, you've watched every snap. How is that an issue after week one? How's it being addressed after week one? And number three for me, as you mentioned, Ron, I absolutely loved C.J. Stroud in that post-game press conference, through top to bottom, through and through. Again, listeners, if you ain't heard C.J. Stroud in the post-game presser, go back and listen to it, right? There wasn't no "we'll fix it." There wasn't no – I mean, there was some straight real talk in that post-game presser. There was a young quarterback, in my opinion – there was a young quarterback that was kind of coming into his own, that was faced with an opportunity to hold guys accountable, hold his team accountable, hold his unit accountable, and was doing it. And the missed opportunity comes right here where D'Amico Ryans had two choices. One, you walk out there and you go, hey, he's the quarterback. He's in every huddle. He's leading every meeting. Nobody has the pulse of this offense better than C.J. Stroud. If C.J. Stroud says there's lollygagging and there's a grip problem and there's maybe we ain't working up to a standard, then we got to get that right. I'm going to meet with C.J. I'm going to figure out exactly what the hell he's talking about, and me and C.J. are going to lock arms and we're going to make sure it's never a problem again on this team. Right? But instead, you go the route of, oh, nah, man, come on, lollygagging, nah. You go the route of being asked about leadership and you don't mention your quarterback. And I think it was a missed opportunity for D'Amico Ryans to show some togetherness with his quarterback the way he has since he's been with this organization and stood up in every post-game call-up huddle where he's the guy. So I think it's just a missed opportunity. I don't know what ends up coming of it, but I view that situation, Ron, and I'm very passionate about this. It's the first time that I've seen C.J. Stroud do something beyond, I mean, we've seen him play great. Don't get me wrong. We've seen that play part of it, but the part of being a true leader and alpha and taking over a program and becoming the face of an organization. To me, this is the first time that I've heard him in a way of like, well, I'm gonna be a little uncomfortable, but I'm gonna tell you exactly what this is about.
The lollygagging,
and it was a missed opportunity in my opinion, from D'Amico. He could have really stood next to the dude and help push that leadership to another level.
Term everybody want to use now.
YouTube and Twitch, 713-572-4610. What did you think about those comments we played there? He was asked on two different occasions, basically, did you take it as leadership? These are leadership things. Who's the guy on the offense?
No question.
Two different type of guys. He spoke of Aziz, and I mean, he went glowingly.
Ron, he could have varied. Like, here's the deal. Like, you don't have to compare him to Aziz. You can say, hey, man, look, Aziz is in a league of his own. But offensively, we got you know, CJ Stroud, our young quarterbacks coming. He could have.
But he, at two different times, he was pressed. The first time, he shrugged it off and said, we got a bunch of guys, and then moved right to Aziz again. The last time, he cut off Will and said, it's me.
Yeah.
It's me. I see here on the text line, I don't think it was there are no leaders. I took it as he was trying to protect them by saying that the blame is on him and not on the offensive leaders. Listen, I'm going to tell you this. I am.
It wasn't, but let's be clear. Let's be clear, though, Ron. Like, he wasn't asked who to blame. Yeah. He simply asked who's the emotional leader on that side of
it? Who's the guy that you say, hey, yeah, right? And I'm going to say, Clint, I think we learned a lot there in the stuff he said and he didn't, and what he didn't say.
Absolutely.
And it may be uncomfortable, but I think we get an understanding of where his mind is. His mind to me clearly is there's no accident when you're asked, who's that guy on the offense for you? I'm shocked that he did it, but they have been joint. It has been, we're going to go as far as we go, it will be behind CJ Stroud. I remember he said that against the Colts that first year they went to the playoffs. He has said it multiple times. As far as we're going to go is through C.J. Stroud. And this is – he's one of the leaders, and we've heard him talk about it. Will and C.J., these are the guys that you look at and follow, right? Who's the guy on offense? Not only did he not bring his name up, or hell, anybody's name up, basically what he told you is we don't have that guy right now on offense. Now, maybe it's Joe Mixon that he's injured, but we don't have that guy. This is what he told you. Twice he went by, we don't have that guy right now.
Wow.
I'm glad that's his truth, that's his honesty, but that's what he said. That's basically what he told.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We don't have that guy right now. And he made sure, Tyler, and I know you heard it, to specify on the lollygag and stuff, the offensive side of the ball.
Oh, yeah.
That was clear. The offensive side of the ball. We have to run up and have a sense of urgency to get to the line of scrimmage. This is stuff they talked about with Bob. You got to run up to the line of scrimmage. On the offensive side of the ball, those guys have to have a sense of urgency. He didn't say as a team.
No hesitation making that designation.
So he not only to me in this, and maybe I'm hearing something else. But not only did he not agree, he didn't agree with CJ on the full team lollygagging and didn't practice well. He specified that to the offense. And then when posed the question of, well, who is that type of guy? Twice. Leadership type questions. It wasn't Titus, wasn't Nico, wasn't CJ, wasn't nobody. Ultimately, hey, it's me, dog. It's me. It was, I think he said a lot. Hold on there, show. It's their first game. Yeah, I know it's their first
game. Hold on, show.
It's not their first post-game press conference. it's not their first game. This is CJ's third year. D'Amico's third year. Yeah, I mean, it's I don't know, man. That's a
fandom.
Yeah, I mean, look, it just it is, and that look to your point. I think Ron, I think a good point. You made several good points, but one of them, like, hey, if that's how D'Amico feels, that's all he can say. It doesn't surprise me. I mean, we've been talking about this for 6 months. Like D'Amico can't make somebody be a hold everybody accountable type of player. D'Amico can't walk out there and proclaim that C.J. Stroud or Nick Chubb or Nico Collins is to act to be and act like Aziz Al-Shaair. Like you don't.
But he did it, Clint, and it wasn't. But I'm talking about C.J. did it. What you talk about holding accountable,
right.
And the response to it from him was not, as you said, man, that's our quarterback who is in the huddle running the meet. He was out there. It was, I don't know.
Yeah, I'll tell you this too. And after hearing both guys speak, the film I watched, CJ spot on. I mean, the film I watched, I'm in CJ's court 10 out of 10 times. This wasn't just about urgency out of the huddle. Could that a problem? Could that help? Oh, hell yeah, it could. But is that the problem? No. It seems a lot more like what CJ Stroud, what your quarterback's talking about, than just this whole, you know, sense of urgency thing.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.